The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Well, it's got to be fixable. Obviously, I think that was a major point in the game. When they threw it down the field, they made the plays on both sides of the ball. Their defense, we didn't make them on offense when we had our opportunities, and they made them with their offense when they had their opportunities, and I think that was a big part in the game.
Well, he's right. Now, what are you going to do about it? Vic Fangio's vaunted defense. Defensive mastermind that he is. Gave up 7 plays of 20 plus yards. You talk about what? Now, what is an explosive play is what for you? Talking to coaches?
Right, talking to coaches. It's usually a 10 yard run, and it's 17 yard pass, anything over.
And it's worth
2.4 points per game.
You got 7 of those. You can understand why the Raiders ran it up the way they did. Why is this defense getting beat so badly? Getting beat so badly deep.
You know, as I'm watching the game last night at midnight when I walked in the door and ended up watching this debacle, I feel like corners are expecting safety help on certain plays. And what ends up happening oftentimes is off of play action, our linebacking core don't have great spatial awareness. They're biting up. They're not getting depth in the passing play on play action. They are at the line of scrimmage or a yard off the line of scrimmage. And that hole between the linebackers and the safeties is so huge, you're putting the safeties in conflict. I think they're stopping their feet. They're trying to trigger on those, you know, those shallow crosses or those medium crosses, those drift routes. And all of a sudden they can't play downhill on deep balls because it is just too much room underneath. And I think it's really affecting. I think it's just affecting the whole defensive secondary.
Next on the Morning Brew.
When I just got back to the tight end, I kind of bypassed him a little too fast and just missed a throw, man. A throw I make every day. And it definitely hurt us because just when you talk about momentum, you know, coach always believes in us in those fourth down situations. And we came up short right there. So just got to be better. I got to be better.
Yeah.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Well, if the idea behind Teddy Bridgewater was, yeah, you know, he may lack certain things, but the one thing you can count on, he won't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
4 turnovers yesterday, 3 interceptions and a fumble. Why do I have a feeling, though, that you're about to channel your inner Joe Flacco commentary and say, right now, Teddy Bridgewater is about 23rd on the list of what's wrong with the Broncos?
He has to play better. There's no question. I mean, he missed a couple of deep balls.
Sutton.
Yeah, he missed a couple
of touchdown.
Yeah, he missed a couple of deep balls. He was erring on a couple of throws. The one he was talking about to the tight end, that's an easy throw that he skyballs it that gets picked off. Now I will say at the same time, man, if they're giving you one-on-one coverage, you got to win. They're not getting enough wins at the receiver position. They're not getting enough wins on the offensive line. So there are plenty of issues to go around. And Teddy is certainly one of them. He's got to play better.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I like it like this. I want it as fast as possible. I want to get this taste out of my mouth as fast as possible. I want to play right now. And, you know, it's a perfect situation to be in. We get to play extremely fast, and we got a break right after that. It's all about winning, though.
Von Miller, absent, silent, most of the day, most of the afternoon. Maybe want to slow down that talk about offering him a contract extension. Because that fast start has fizzled for him.
Yeah, it has. And he's still getting double-teamed. Don't, you know, I mean, let's not. He's still getting chipped. He's still consistently getting, you know, hit and chipped and all that kind of stuff. But
I'm sure T.J. Watt gets a lot of extra attention. Did you see him wreck that game last night?
Yeah.
Wrecked it. Wrecked it.
Wrecked it? Damn near killed it. Yeah, you're right.
I was hoping for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, not good enough, Mike. Not good enough.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, we still have our room of guys, our leaders, right? More now than ever, you know, we had to step up and be a voice. And it's fair to think that way, obviously, with everything that's gone on. Again, no, there'll be a time for the emotions of all of that, but now's not the time. If anything, what this did is brought us really, it for sure brought us closer.
Man, why can't we have quarterbacks like Derek Carr?
Oh, God. I can't believe I said that either.
Oh, man.
Do you remember a couple of years ago when I said I would trade Von Miller right now,
yes,
straight across for Derek Carr?
Yes, and
I wouldn't even think twice about it.
Yes, you did.
And people on the text line went crazy, right?
Yep.
This is right after what? After like the Super Bowl.
It was soon after it,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's the MVP. I'm like, oh yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat. How's that look now?
Not only the way he played, but yes, the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that he went out, led, up on my back, boys, led by example, led by performance, everything.
Yes.
Led by words. It was, yeah, it was impressive. It was impressive. I'd love to have Derek Carr. Tell you what, if the Raiders want to do something Raider-like and decide when this is over, they want to move on from Derek Carr, which I don't think they will, but
no,
if they want to, we'll take him.
You're in?
Oh, gladly. I've always been a Derek Carr fan. I don't know if I agreed with you at that point. I probably didn't. I should have, but I've always liked him.
Yeah.
I have always liked him. That's for sure. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew.
You're right. You should have agreed with me because he's a khaki pants guy.
He is a khaki pants guy. Exactly. He's a khaki pants guy. Dak Prescott is a khaki pants guy.
You know, that's your moment of senility like mine was with let's pay Trevor Siemian.
What's mine?
Getting cleats on the grass.
Yours is that you didn't agree with me on Derek Carr.
Whoa. Me at that moment not agreeing with trading Von Miller for Derek Carr is in no way equal to you coming out and saying, I've seen enough. Let's give Trevor Siemian a seven-year deal worth about $55 million.
It's identical.
It's not identical. Now, though, for the Morning Brew, James Merrillat. Looks like he may finally get it. He wants every coach to be fired. It looks like he may finally get his wish. He may be right about this one. He joins us coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.